Special Town Council meeting for February the 3rd, 2020 at 4:45. Roll call, please.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Here.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McBoy.
Present.
Matthew Zarnicki.
Here.
Jacob Elder.
Here.
Michelle Miller, present.
Okay, well, thank you. With that all that's said, it looks like we have on our new business, Mr. Thieneman and Mr. Copaway came here to our last meeting and discussed some thoughts and ideas. I think everybody went and took a look at the Wilson and Terry Road intersection and their development as well. So I know I've gone by there multiple times and looked at it. And I think based upon what our engineering firm, JTL, and along with Mr. Copaway and his firm, what they kind of come up with a solution here that I think will work. I also know that our incoming town manager, Charlie Smith, also met him out there last week and was talking about discussing the issues and some suggestions. So I'm here just to let you all present to what us that you need to present.
Chair, and I just don't.
Is that on or not?
Is that on?
Yeah.
So Jason Copaway with Paul from Avera & Associates, 301 East Chestnut Street, Court in Indiana. First, I just want to thank the town of Sellersburg for your willingness to work with us and the time and effort that you and your staff has put into it. We really, really appreciate that. It's always refreshing to come to a community that's open-minded for development and good to work with. So again, we really appreciate that. So I tendered a letter to Josh that was kind of, I guess I'll call it a basic form of agreement that I think maybe most of you have there. I can read that into the record if you'd like, or I don't know how you want to proceed, but it basically spells out the things that we talked about with Josh and Charlie, the things that Thieneman, the group, will do, and then things that we would request the town of Sellersburg to do. And then there were two versions of the letter. The first letter I forgot to add a conditional approval that basically if Clarksville doesn't approve this project, then this agreement goes away, but just condition it on those approvals from Clarksville. Mr. Thieneman would widen Wilson Lane from the proposed entrance for the development down to Terry Lane to make it a minimum of 24 foot wide, and the specification for the roadway would conform to the town's standards. That the entrance to the new development would be configured as a right-in, left-in only, so that it would discourage any traffic from turning left and proceeding northwest on Wilson Lane. That he would repair potholes and resurface Wilson Lane up to his north property line, and that he would dedicate right-of-way on his side of the line, so that would facilitate future maintenance of that widening. Not in here, but in the plan, is that we would create drainage along that west side. I didn't even think about that until just now, but that's part of the plan, and we would expect that to be part of your engineering review, of the approval. And then Sellersburg would authorize its engineer to review and approve the final construction plans, and periodically inspect the construction on behalf of the town, accept the right-of-way dedication proffered prior to its recordation, which would include the town signing the Mylar plat before we take it back to Clarksville and then finally subsequently get it recorded, and again condition all on the approval of Clarksville. So that pretty much sums up the letter, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Do I have any questions, anyone?
The thing that I have a question on, and I know it was brought up in our last meeting, and I don't know if we want to continue, you actually were the one that brought it up, Brad, is looking at making it's really a narrow road. I personally myself think that other portion of Wilson needs to be one way. So, but I would imagine the town's obligation to change that. So,
we're not opposed to that. And I just think the result of the meeting was, yeah, you guys would make that decision at a later date.
What we talked about over there Saturday morning was going to widen the entire length of his development of the road.
Well, we talked about that, and it's it's not really in his budget, unfortunately, to do that. So we came back to Josh and said, well, and Josh came back and suggested that we take responsibility for paving Wilson Lane and fixing the potholes that are there for the width of his property, not necessarily the wide.
Terry, I think there were some utility poles and other things that posed the issue with that widening for the remainder. And that was the discussion Jason and I had. And hopefully, if they can make the repairs to the road and improve it without widening, that would satisfy at least some added value to the properties adjacent to it.
Right. The other thing that I was looking at was if we widen that section, it's almost encouraging people then to go that way. And then they're traveling on about 100 foot of wide pavement, and then it narrows down to 10 or 12 foot wide almost immediately. It's going to be very confusing for people to navigate that area.
So it's still going to be widened up to the entrance and the exit?
Absolutely. Yes.
And we discussed a berm or something at the road's edge for the drain, water running down the hill to go into the retention pond?
Yeah, it's not a berm. We're going to excavate that area. Right now, it looks like the new property is kind of higher than Wilson Lane. So when you get an intense rain, all that sheet flow comes off of their property, crosses over Wilson Lane and goes downstream. So we're going to create roadside swales, and we're going to dig out a detention basin there so that the water cannot cross over Wilson Lane. We're going to keep it all on.
And there's a culvert under the drive-through you're all putting in?
There's an existing culvert there that's all clogged up. Okay. We're going to clean that out, and we're going to use that for discharge.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was out there yesterday, and where the sign is, where it's posted, where is the entrance and exit?
It's really close to that sign.
Kind of up there.
Maybe a little bit toward the interstate from that sign, but right in that area.
So I'm almost right past the utility pole.
Right.
So
yeah.
If I'm reading this right, that's going to be 24 feet wide. Is that correct?
Correct.
The road itself?
Yes. That's 12 foot lanes, which is enough for two cars to pass. So it would still be two-way traffic in that area, even if you made the rest of Wilson Waterway.
Now, I'm supposing the road that's there now, I kind of stepped it off 10 feet?
It's 10 to 12, yeah.
So the road itself that you're, or the passage that you're talking about, isn't going to go all the way to Payne Kohler. It's just going to be partially up the hill. How far did you mention earlier?
To the new entrance.
Which is in the curve? Or which way are we going?
No, we start at the curve in Terry Lane and go up to the new entrance, which is about where that sign is.
Between the sign and the pole. Okay.
So that extra property is going to come off of the development side?
Correct. Yes.
It has to?
Correct.
Actually, that entrance is going to be pretty much right across from that vacant lot, is where the tree is laying down.
I think it comes right between those two houses that are there. So we're trying to avoid, you know, shining headlights into those houses. About that area, yes.
Yeah, I was just trying to get it. I mean, I can read it here, but if I can get a picture of it on here, so.
Well, I can.
If you can.
We don't have the overhead, but.
Well, I've got this. I really just want to look where the proposed. Is this it? Is that the entrance there?
It's here. This is Terry Lane here.
Right, this is the curve.
Here's Wilson Lane. And the new entrance is right here. So we'd be widening this section here.
Just up to there?
Correct.
Not past.
And then repaving and fixing the potholes to here.
Okay, yeah, right there, there's some drainage that comes under. I don't know if you noticed that yesterday.
I did. We're starting to collapse.
And that's where there's
working on it. We're going to get up to that town.
That's actually further up.
Yeah, that's on down the other side of the hill.
Yeah, that where that trailer property is.
Yeah,
it's not included.
I was just trying to see. There's several structures there. I don't know if everybody lives in all of them, but you know, I'm going to say there's maybe a dozen houses or residents there. So it may be getting ahead of ourselves if this traffic is going to be one way back out around the curve down by the interstate. So when you come out of the development, it's going to turn right if we propose a one way. Is that what anybody's seeing that?
Yes. I think, in fact, that was one of the items, was to make sure that our entrance was a right out, left in only. So we're directing people to the south toward the interstate to keep them off that narrow road.
The town would provide one-way signs here.
Right, so, okay. And then when we get back to the curve here, is that going to be widened as well, or is that on us?
We'll make it 24 feet wide all the way down to the curve.
That's pretty terrible right now if you drive it.
The road's in bad condition.
Right.
But as a part of the CCG project we've been awarded, we're going to be doing some restoration, rehab of the road and paving. We're not widening it, but it should be restored and have a very smooth and clean surface the entire way back out to Pink Kohler.
I think it gets back up to a reasonable width once you get down to that curve.
And this is 13 units?
12.
It's 12 lots, which is actually 24 units.
24 units.
Yeah, total.
All right.
By the way, I think you, I think you've answered most of my questions. One is, I don't want to see the town residents on the other side of Wilson be affected by, as the lady said, you came here and spoke at the last meeting, by constant drainage and runoff issues.
Sure.
And I don't want to get into that fight 2 or 3 years down the road. So I need to, I asked Josh, as the resident expert, if you would, are we going to have that issue? Are these people, are these 10 or 12 residents that are town of Sellersburg residents going to have issues with drainage as a result of this finished product?
I believe that they're addressing the drainage that's coming off the hill, the sloped property, their property, by collecting it and sending it straight into NDOT's right-of-way drainage. Once the pipe gets cleaned, it's right there by the corner of their property, that should allow that water to be conveyed through there. Should be an improvement.
Yeah, I think it's going to be better for those people.
That was my main concern. And the second was, I believe, as you stated, we're going to go in there and repave that entire section of roadway. Is that before or after they finish what they're, because what I don't want is anything to be torn up, or we pave it and then it gets tore up and then we get into that, whose responsibility is it?
We had that discussion while we were on site. It is a part of our CCG application, which we have out for bid right now. So we are soliciting bids for that as a part of the full $1.3 million we're going to pave this year. What we're going to do is identify that this project should be one of the last on our paving list, still within our 4 or 5 months of paving, but one of the last, and hope that if they can make it through Clarksville's process, they get in there and do their earthwork and heavy construction work on that road before we come in and pave. Now, timing is going to be key for them, and we can't guarantee that, you know, we're not going to get it paved before they're done, but that would be the goal, is to coordinate with them. We're probably going to be done paving by July, so I'm hoping that their heavy earthwork movers and everything else are out there and out of the way in advance.
If we hadn't hit some snags with the Clarksville process, as we always seem to do, he would probably already be under construction. So the moment that he can start construction, he's going to start construction.
Well, in trying to get, if we control the scheduling, and when we come out there and pave, once they're finished, they do what they need to do, we come back in. If we don't get it done by the end of July, can we still reserve that money and use it as the first? So it has to be done this year?
It has to be done as a part of this application. We had two applications. One was major roads, and one was minor roads. Allentown was one, the big major one. And then we had a handful of smaller local localized roads that all have to be done as a part of this year's application as one. But we're going to do our best to make sure that they're timed and coordinated.
There's no further questions.
Jason, just one more thing. And, you know, when I'm standing there on that road, I'm looking up, everything's up the hill. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at the street that goes back into there. Mm-hmm. In your estimation, that grade coming to, I keep getting Wilson mixed up with Terry, what's Terry's beside the interstate.
Correct.
And then Wilson is the dilapidated alley, basically.
One lane.
Because that's what we're dealing with. But what would your estimate of that grade? Because I know you're not going to flatten it all out. It's going to be kind of...
I think it was about 6%, which is a little more than a steepish parking lot, but much less than you would see on, I think, you know, like Cover Bridge, that road that comes down, down into Amy.
St. Andrews?
Yeah, St. Andrews. I think that's around 7.
Is it?
7 to 8 even in some...
Well, I mean, if you look at this and, you know, if you look at it and you, you know, if I was living there on the side and, you know, I'm not against building anything, but it looks like a spillway coming, you know, back to that. So that water, though, where is the intake going to be from the street?
Well, so right now, the ground is at or above Wilson.
Right.
We're going to excavate that down. We're going to create about a 2-foot deep swale
Okay.
north of the entrance. And then on the south side of the entrance, we're going to create a 2 or 3 foot deep detention basin.
Okay.
So that the water has no chance to get up and over Wilson.
Randy, do you remember seeing the fence corner? There's a driveway right now that goes back up to the old house that's up there.
Correct.
There's a fence corner right there. If you're looking at it to the left, there's a pipe that's below ground, but mostly covered up. They're going to pipe everything that comes in down and let it flow into that pipe, and then it goes straight over to the other side of the right-of-way.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I've just seen the water events here sometimes, and it seems like, you know, you can surf on them sometimes. At, you know, it's 6% grade, which is not terrible, but I'm just curious. So you guys have that kind of built into your plan there?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Smith, I know your general public haven't taken no work, but have you seen this? Are you good with it?
Yeah, I met out with Mr. Hillman and Jason last week, and we kind of reviewed the site. Obviously, stormwater is a major concern. Dude that's brought to our attention with residents. I mean, obviously, with the slope and everything, I think, you know, the excavation and basically the ditch or bioswale or whatever they're going to put along the roadway is obviously going to handle that water issue. To reroute it off-site, obviously, with the left-in, right-out, obviously, is going to address, I feel like, the traffic concerns well enough, including with their possessions of improving the roadway out to Terry, plus combined with the CCG project coming down the line. I mean, it's going to be, it'll address the issue.
That's my neighbor.
All right, anybody else want to discuss the Cold Springs 2 project?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
talked to the town board for probably 60 years. Last one down with Mr. Ames. Every time it rains, the neighbor behind me, the yard fills up and comes through a 4-inch drain to the street. But it don't cover it, it floods up both yards. We've had several incidents that went all the way to Burn Street. This guy is seated, he lived down there.
Well, yeah, but I understand. Well, I'm sorry.
Well,
this is our project right here.
So I was on the town board 7 years, and Hillendale, I spent more time in Hillendale and Forest Estates than I did anywhere in them 7 years trying to help the people that should have went to help myself, but I didn't. People out there was first. I was on board, and I feel like I should have pushed it. But I'm going to push it, or I'm going to hire a lawyer, because I'm getting tired of my house. The dark type of sorrel is washing away from the house. It's dropped the ground about 4.5 inches. This guy here is just talking through the window. That's something else. 3:30 in the morning, he's out on his front porch doing the same thing. I got a new dog. It wakes up about 8 in the house.
Okay, but I'm going to have to ask you to do is, you can come and we'll put you on agenda for our 10th That's for the 10th meeting. How about that?
I'll tell you what, Joey, the guy down at Jacoby Tunes Lights, he told me it was put in wrong, and it wasn't big enough. He told me that back in the yard. I called him, and he told me again. I don't know what he told you people. He told me it was put in wrong, and the pipe wasn't big enough.
Well, we'll have to discuss that, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've got some drains on. Number one, unfortunately, I think this is the best place to probably discuss this will be at our, we'll put you on the agenda for February the 10th. This is just a meeting for us to help this developer and this engineer be able to get prepared for what they need to get done for our meeting in Parksville tomorrow. We was kind enough to help them out, come in here this evening. So, but I greatly appreciate you coming and wanting to discuss it. I know we've discussed it. I know JTL and I have discussed it, and it's you got a railroad there. We don't know what to do about it. I mean, so we discussed some other things, and we'll, like I said, I would just appreciate if you would we'll put you on the agenda for February the 10th, and I'll let you come in here and talk about it, and we'll discuss it. Because I mean, like I said, we're not here to turn anybody away.
We may have a ball game at night, so I won't miss that.
Monday night. Well, still good Monday nights. So, unless the girls are playing. So, but anyways, we're here to go on ahead and take a vote on the Culver Springs 2, Wilson Lane and Terry Lane project done by the Thingman Group. So I'm asking for a motion to move forward, or a motion to have another discussion about it. So
I'll make a motion to approve the proposed road development of Wilson Lane.
I'll second.
Do we have any discussion about it? No discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Nay? Motion approved.
Thank you very much.
You guys.
So the letter we submitted, can you sign that, and I'll have Mr. Tingman sign it, and we'll leave you a copy, and we need that to take it apart. Let's do a duplicate, that way you guys have a copy. Yes, please.
Bit of business on here is the One Southern Indiana First membership. This is something that the town of Sellersburg, to my knowledge, I don't think we've been a part of for a while. I know it's very important to Charlie and to his thoughts of the way we should conduct business and be more involved. It's something I think that needs to be done as well, as far as us just getting around our surrounding towns and cities, having, you know, good input and working together in a team structure. So in front of y'all, there's a membership fee of $470. So I'd like to...
Is that annual, I guess? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One.
Right. When you put that to a vote, could you also discuss if I could go ahead and pay this membership fee if approved with my credit card? I don't know if there would be an objection to that, but we're trying to get some of you registered for some meetings, and there's a difference in the price for a member versus a non-member. So they've asked that we go ahead and get payment submitted.
Yeah, for the meeting we have on the 20th.
Get the member.
This meeting on this week.
Huh?
This week.
This week. There's a meeting Wednesday. Thursday, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. No, we have one Wednesday.
It's basically a member is 25, whereas a non-member is 30. So,
okay. With that being said, can we do that?
As long as you all make the motion.
Okay. All right. So, also within that motion, would like for us to give our executive secretary permission to use the credit card to be able to make this payable, help them save us some money for a meeting that we're going to be attending on Wednesday, so. So with that motion, I'm gonna need, I guess, two motions. One for the, to join One Southern Indiana for the cost of $470 per year, and then one to give our executive secretary the approval to use our town credit card to be able to pay this fee of $470.
I have a motion to pay One Southern Indiana for the membership fee.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So.
Here, I get a question, Brad, about why would Michelle have to use her credit card? I mean, she doesn't have to. Can we not go through the treasurer's office and have it paid, or is it?
She has a town credit card.
We have a town credit card.
It's a town credit card, yes.
I understand that, but I mean, is there no other process that we can pay it? I mean, is that the only process?
Because we have to approve the claim.
Is that too much?
It can't be approved till your.
Well, what I'll say on that is what she had mentioned is we pay this now, and if all five of us go to this meeting coming up on Wednesday, that's $25 that we're saving the town.
Really, two of us coming.
Oh, I'm not questioning savings. I just didn't know that, you know, it's fine. So, but in the end, you take care of the credit.
Is that right on a meeting that's outside of the town?
I'm just curious. I'm just wondering.
That you're invited to a.
They have an online process. It's okay. More efficient to
for
do this
one main Southern Indiana.
What's your question?
You can have five because it's basically a non-event. That's being
you can go, you just can't talk about anything
correct.
Related to town business.
Thanks what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We just like if you all went to, you know, right. New elected officials school or something.
Correct.
Okay, so then with that, we've got that vote and motion approved. What about on the credit card?
I'll make a motion we pay it with the executive secretary's credit card.
Okay, all right. Have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Name. Okay. All right. Well, once again, any other comments? Okay. Take a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We adjourn at 6:11. Maybe 6:12. 6:12. Do you need this copy of this?
What time is the meeting Wednesday?
Starts at 11:30. Goes till 1:00.
Payment.
Food lunch.
But here's the whole process the payments have to go through.
Food payment?
No.
There'll be state representatives there.
Like approved to pay them, and then I go in and write them.
You can approve an expenditure.
I gotta go to the redevelopment meeting. You know where redevelopment meeting is?
So who?
I think they were waiting to come in here, and then they just went on into the, or probably.
Tomorrow.
Did you get these windows drained?
No.
When's the next?
No, it is, but I had it on Wednesday.
No.
When's the next scheduled meeting?
Town council meeting?
No, the next meeting.